Blog Talk Radio.
America's favorite easy on, easy off energy compression socks just got better. Introducing Copperfit Energy Plus, the world's first graduated compression socks with a rich blend of ingredients found in the top moisturizing lotions and creams. These microencapsulated ingredients are infused into the compression fabric and are gradually released and absorbed by your movement. Motion-activated technology designed to hydrate and soften for all-day comfort. The more you move, the more Copperfit Energy Socks delivers.
I'm not thinking about that I have compression socks on. That simple fact that they feel better with them on than with them off makes me love these socks.
Our most advanced copper-infused compression fabric, made in FDA-approved manufacturing facilities, woven into our easy-on, easy-off graduated compression socks to help reduce swelling and discomfort from prolonged sitting or standing.
I feel that soothingness in my calves and in my ankles all the way down into the insoles. If they can make my feet feel good after 300 miles on the road, and they got to be good for anybody else.
Enhanced compression around the arch and ankles for extra support and relief of muscle aches and pains. And a soft, shock-absorbing footbed for all-day comfort.
All that arch pain that I typically have is just relieved.
They are super comfortable.
They do the job. They're easy and they're effective. That's the whole point of wearing them.
Commercials always promise, promise, promise. This was something easy to try. Just put on a sock. See if it works. I have to say that. I'm a fan.
The first ever easy on, easy off compression sock with hydrating ingredients worn by thousands of essential workers across the U.S. Get your Copperfit Energy Plus compression socks right here, right now.
I get compression, I get comfort, all in one sock.
Motorcycle guys appreciate the better technology. This is better technology.
Feel the power of Copperfit.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Pretty good, guys. Pretty good.
Yeah, but how about the bongo drum part? It doesn't sound right without the bongos, man.
Yeah, where's the bongo play?
For dumb chicks with colorful lace fronts, airheads. I feed them Mickey D's, fries, a coke, and some airheads. But they sit at a table trying to jam around home with a square peg. Talking about she loves material objects. So to ditch the weed, baby, get it perm, trust the process. Fail miserably on her SATs, but I digress. Cause she definitely passed the eye test. You are now listening to the ultimate nigga. My father laced my infamil with table salt and some liquor. The illest. Diseased, MCs can't see these. The sentences got hypertension, so the verses got diabetes. Words are asthmatic, nouns got arthritis. So for starters, pound for pound, I'm one of the sickest authors, writers. Diamond, Pharaoh, they're loving it when we double up in the range. Of four chicks from Amsterdam, it's on a double dutch. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Woo! You want a life with no drama? I'll feed you pomegranate karma. Future scoop you up inside the coop, it's your planet. You want a man like Obama? Then sock it to me, mama. Give it to me, baby, like, oh my God. A blowfish fan, booty, a groupie for sure. Had the nerve to be backstage, snooty and juicy couture. With rock star ambitions, two dreams I couldn't match. So I gave her an air guitar with no strings attached. Like, waddle, waddle, wop, waddle, wop, wop, wow. Beautiful, but extremely unusual with the sonics. Had to smack it with the truth just to be brutally honest. Look, you are now listening to the ultimate nigga. My father laced my infamil with table salt and some liquor. The illest, diseased, MCs, gang CDs. Sentences got hyper.
attention, so the verses got diabetes. Words are asthmatic, nouns got arthritis. So for starters, pound for pound, I'm one of the sickest authors, writers. Diamond, Pharaoh, you're loving it when we double up in the range with four chicks from Amsterdam and call it double dutch. Hey, yeah. You want a life with no drama? I'll feed you pomegranate, karma, sutra, scoop you up inside the coop, it's your planet. You want a man like Obama? Then talk it to me, mama. Give it to me, baby, like, oh my God. You want a life with no drama? I'll feed you pomegranate, karma, sutra, scoop you up inside the coop, it's your planet. You want a man like Obama? Then talk it to me, mama. Give it to me, baby, like, oh my God.
Yo, this is a product of WBNN. This is Stand the Sticks with Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, on air now from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Yes, we're here. Today, we're going to be talking about these things that's very important out here, folks. And what it is about tonight is, are you an introvert or are you extra and overly obnoxious during social gatherings? Do you feel more comfortable focusing on your inner thoughts, your own ideas, rather than what's happening externally? Or do you like small squads, one or two people, instead of crowds or a posse? There's no Wu-Tang Clan for you, no. No Wu flags for you, no Shaolin for you. You dolo, you know what I'm saying? Some of these people are considered shy, bashful, or whatever. They prefer quietness, you know what I'm saying? They prefer to be alone, you know what I mean? Now, according to a psychologist in the early 1920s, you know, these dudes was getting into it real heavy back then, trying to figure these things out. But it was a man named Carl Jung. Shout out to Carl Jung, you know what I'm saying? But this man was the person who began using these terminologies in regards to an introvert and an extrovert. Yes, these are terminologies, folks. And the differentiation between these terminologies are the two people, the differentiation of these two people is how they spend their energy, you know what I'm saying? Where the introverts, they turn their own minds into their own recharge energy. They plug themselves up to the battery, you know what I'm saying? While the extroverts, they see other people's energy, you know what I'm saying? They need others to recharge their situation, you know what I mean? Where, you know, they thrive off of other people. They you know what I mean? They like, listen, I'm going out. I'm going to see what's out here. What's up with everybody out here, you know what I mean? But some of these things we can identify, you know what I'm saying? Where there's the signs of an introvert, and I like to get into a few, you know what I'm saying? Where, of course, they need quietness, like mimes. You know, they might be mimes. They just everybody can get things done like we mimes, you know what I mean? Fake walking down the steps, fake getting in the car, fake beating the kids, whatever we doing. Fake slap boxing grandmom, whatever we doing, you know what I'm saying? We mimes, though. We like it quiet. Or rather, we people who text than talk. Or we people who like to talk on the phone instead of talk in person. You know what I mean? Where it's like hide and go seek with words, words with friends, but I can't see you. Oh, I can't hear you neither. You know what I mean? Then you got people who hate crowds or gatherings. You know what I'm saying? They just don't like it loud. They don't like it's too many different directions, too many corners, too many streets. They don't know what street is what street. They don't know where to go, what boulevard is what boulevard. They hate it. So they don't want to know to go the right way sometimes. But, and then you have people who take forever to make their mind up on things, you know what I mean? They'll take forever. Now, this could be a good thing or a bad thing, you know what I'm saying? But taking forever is taking forever if you ask Clev One. Because I don't take five. You know what I mean? I don't think we should take five. Then you got people who like working alone, or like people who just, they don't like the teamwork or whatever. You know, of course, they not playing on sports. They might play bowling, or they might be pool shooters, whatever. But this is introvert action, you know what I'm saying? Or a person who find themselves in bad relationships with family and friends. Now, I'm not sure what that's about, but we're going to get into that later, you know what I'm saying, because I want to bring on some guests. And but before I do that, you know what I'm saying, Brother O, could I be blessed with a track, my brother, because this soundtrack sounds real spicy tonight.
Skipping through the stages, flipping through the pages, prepping with the neighbors, pitching with the majors. The rap game is full of sucker shit and it's contagious. I'm in another galaxy, spaceship, lasers, the Silky Way. Make sure everyone pays you, obeys you, or you floating on the Milky Way. See, I was built this way. I'm nothing like a robot. A lot of y'all niggas been fucking with them robots. On your phone, telling lies, wishing you could supersize. I'm the Big Mac, chomping on your small fries. I'm trying to stay in my lane without going insane. It's so much drama and pain. What's a real nigga to gain besides grief and beef? When you stay true to the street, I blame this shit on the game. How could you do this to me? It don't matter, I got madder and madder. Now I got better and better. Now I'm better than bad. And I did it. Turn it up one time.
Turn it up, baby.
We don't give a fuck if you don't give a fuck. It's Mr. Double OG. Me, I'm with the shits, and Snoopy with the shits, and ops niggas need to stay clear. We're just the business niggas out there, yeah. And we don't play that sucker shit here.
The difference between fiction and fact. All you see is blurred lines when the conviction is cracked. Got these lanes all stuck like an addiction to smack. Come on, diction intact. Your fiction is stacked.
Right.
You're living in the world of contradiction and fact. No team, no guns, ammunition and back. Everything I spit is real, non-fiction and backed by brick home on an overturned conviction and smacked against the wall. Watch your downfall, you fragile.
Come on,
froze, throwing light on my toes, I'm agile. O's when I'm spitting my prose and naturally. It's all from the heart, factually. Actually, the blue face, brightling, anti-right wing. Murking in that tight thing, the color of lightning. It's frightening, Swizzy got the game in the tight cling. The Viking, they take a liking to this bright king. Let's turn that shit up.
Turn it up, baby.
We don't give a fuck if you don't give a fuck. It's Mr. Double OG. Me, I'm with the shits, and Snoopy with the shits, and ops niggas need to stay clear. We're just the business niggas out there, yeah. And we don't play that sucker shit here.
We're just the business niggas out there, yeah. Yeah, yo, we kicking it, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, dialing. We live from Lagos, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Town Multimedia. We out here cooking, baby. You know what I'm saying? Cooking. DJ Olad Ski with the tracks. Damn it. But, yo, we back on it, you know what I'm saying? And we back on this introvert, extrovert situation, you know what I'm saying, where we'll get into it like this real quick, because I'll find a study to see this, that a lot of these introverts that I know, just some that I know, you know what I'm saying, are more prone to sever ties in their families and things like that. Or they black sheep, you know what I'm saying, with no flavor of the month. No flavor of the month. No flavor, you heard me? No flavor of the month. Black sheep. You know what I'm saying? I said that, black sheep. Or you're holding your kids back from communication, not liking teachers, not liking coaches, not liking crowds, not liking auditoriums. Everything got to be email. You know what I mean? Where your kids become weirdos and quagmires. Yeah, I said it. Your children become R2-D2s and CP3-O's. You know what I'm saying? We're getting the limbs blown off, as you see it. And it's sad, but I'm going to say it. Sick of them not raising the damn children correctly. I should choke them myself. But some of these people, you know, these imaginary beings, they are imaginary beings, you know, and they figure things out, some of them. You know what I mean? You know, the research has found that introverts have higher blood flow to their frontal lobe than extroverts do. You know what I'm saying? This is the frontal lobe, y'all. The frontal lobe is a part of the brain, you know what I'm saying, that help people remember things and solve problems and you know, plan ahead and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So these are the things that, you know, allows an introvert to do with the blood flow of the brain. You know what I'm saying? You know, introverts' brains, they react differently to dopamine, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is like, you know, according to what the brains of the extroverts do. You know what I mean? Although it's the same amount of dopamine, you know what I mean? Extroverts get a little excited buzz from the dopamine. They get turned up. You see what I'm saying? They get turned up, you know what I mean, and it's on and popping out here. But while the introvert becomes a little ran down by it, you know what I'm saying? They a little ran down and they wore down. They need to go ahead and they want some quiet. They like, no, I got a headache, man. See y'all later. Y'all have fun, man. You know, y'all later. You know what I mean? But we want to get into some things as far as with the psychological thought and subconsciousness of the in-betweens of these people, in which we want to go into the ambiverts. And I believe that could help me with this subject, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Brother O, would you be able to help me find, because I'm a good baby bop out here, you know what I'm saying? She had some things, I had to ask her a few things. Is she out here?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, this is Tiana Speaks calling in from Jersey, COO of Phantom Music and Divinara Productions. Thank you for having me, Clever One.
Yes, yes, it's a pleasure. It's all mine, you know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't have it anyway this evening, you know what I'm saying? Now, were you listening and tapped in about what I'm speaking about right now? These introverts and a person being extra and outlandish and outspoken.
Yes, I was. I guess I was. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned ambivert because that's what I absolutely consider myself, because I have characteristics of introvert and an extrovert. So I didn't find this out until probably maybe sometime last year, because at times, you know, I love social gatherings. I love, you know, making people laugh. You know, I don't necessarily seek anybody's energy, but I love to bring energy to the room and make everybody happy, you know, and laugh, because you never know what somebody's going through. But at some times, I have moments where I don't want to see a single soul, you know, like I just, like, I actually have to recharge myself, because it's like every, you know, sometimes when you are a person that everyone comes to, you know, it's not necessarily like they're seeking to drain your energy, but when people come to you for help with things, you know, sometimes you just want to shut the world out. And I never understood that until I started feeling that way. You know, I guess you get it older. So sometimes when people say that, oh, they don't have any friends, I'm like, sometimes I think that's a blessing at times, because then you don't have to deal with some of the nonsense that people bring. You can actually live in your own peace. But at the same time, you know, you also have a support system, you know, when you do have a lot of friends, you know, around you.
Oh, wow. Now, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Now we have different levels of introverts, where we'll have the social introvert, where, like, of course, they like the small groups and small quiet settings. Then we'll have the thinking introvert, where they're more like daydreamers who spend time, you know, developing creativity and things like that. You know what I mean? They come up with ideas and creations. You know what I'm saying? Then you have the anxious introvert, where they seek, you know, alone time because they often feel awkward around people and crowds. You know, it might be just something just weird about the crowd or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then you have restrained and inhibited introverts who they just think before they act. You know what I mean? They just pre-plan. They a preponderant person. They, they could draw conclusions. You know what I mean? And they don't make whim decisions. You know what I'm saying? They take longer times to take action. You know what I'm saying? Where do you fit any of those categories?
I don't think I necessarily fit into those categories, because if I had to choose between one or the other, I would say I'm more of an extrovert. But if, you know, I'm more extroverted. However, I would say as far as being an introvert in those particular categories, you know, and, you know, a lot of my friends are introverts, so I've noticed a difference. And just, you know, when you say about thinking, I notice when I talk to a lot of my introverted friends, they ask a lot more questions, you know, than my extroverted friends. If I'm telling them a story about something, you know, I might say, like, let's say I went out to eat somewhere. They want to know the name of the place or whatever. They want to know details of things, where my extroverted friends don't, you know, they just listen to the story. I've noticed that. I don't know if that's for, like, everyone, but I've definitely noticed that they ask a lot of questions. And I think sometimes that's also a good quality in a way, because let's just say from a dating aspect, if a person is thinking, they're going to be watching you and watching, you know, your mannerisms, your behaviors and things like that. And maybe, and I'm not speaking for every single introvert, but it's possible that they could, you know, not let someone in their life that may not supposed to be there, you know, because they're sensing certain things that maybe an extrovert is just, you know, high off the energy in the room and laughing. They may not have caught something that the extrovert is sitting back, you know, relaxing. But as far as the category that I would fall in, if I had to choose in an extroverted category, I would say a social introvert, you know, I mean, introvert.
Hmm.
That's what I would say.
Okay, so look, check this out. Maybe we can get into another track by DJ Olatsky, you know what I'm saying, and then come right back and get back into that, because I got some questions about you in regards to these introvert, extrovert things and how they are they developments for relationships or are they dangers? You know what I'm saying? And we'll get back into that. Yo, Brother O, can we get some heat, brother?
Diamond. People with a loser mentality are always blaming someone else. They always have some excuse for their own weakness, for why they're not better, for why they're not succeeding. It's always somebody else's fault.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect.
I got haters rooting for me to fail, to take an L. So my highs get low as a hoe, you shake a tail, and the thighs hit the floor. I thought I was cursed, but I'm the cure, in its purest form, it's very obscure. Shorty, y'all say they want you to win when you begin, but in the end, they hide behind a grin and they pretend. So fuck who I offend, you know who you are, I throw you a ball and keep it moving. Keep it like the cops who patrol in the car, keep maneuvering, planning to flick me down because I'm brown, this planet is tricky. But life sucks like it was planning on land in the hickey, while shots fire behind the boys in the hood where they stood, and one ran into Ricky when he ran in the sticky situation. Must they forget we chasing a dream? They want to turn what you picture into a meme, so it seems, and receiving some glitches would leave them in stitches like a sewing seamstress, and that's what they team wish in an extreme twist. I'm packing some steam, they would hate if I stream this. I bet all around the world it make the news. Don't snooze, you couldn't walk a mile in my shoes. I can't lose,
nah.
Can't lose, nigga. Moment. cause I can see the light ahead despite I read a comment from what someone might have said, just to make me feel strained till my pain and ache reveal. While my driver's on a shaky wheel and need a tank refill. Today my destination seems close, while at some extreme post ruin what I dream most. I wanna be who critics recommend when I turn my record in. I'm a breath of fresh air, I deserve a second wind. While some of these lame shouldn't even earn a check again, to think they catch a wreck depend on what your taste reflecting. Then you might have gotten brainwashed where your veins crossed, till I came in the game with something that hits harder than the main boss. Of these so-called players, I'm toe-to-toe broad, even with my dough starred by promoters that lowball. I can't lose, so nothing matters if your rhyming skills got you climbing hills and cuffing ladders, motherfucker. Can't lose, man.
Yo, hanging it live from Lagos, I'm saying, dial in 516-453-9133 to join the conversation, man. You know what I mean? We got to be, because we out here on the sticks, you know what I'm saying, and we trying to get it popping, trying to figure these things out, you know what I mean, and know what's going on out here, you know what I mean? Now, what's up with it? I wanted to ask you one question. You know, do you feel that these things, or do these help develop a relationship of marriages, or are they dangerous? You know what I'm saying? What are they to you?
I think that depends on each individual relationship and what each person brings. For me personally, you know, I had an absolutely great relationship. The person was more introverted, and they used to go out with me, you know, and then they stopped. And I didn't understand that this was a long time ago. They were very good to me, but that's what kind of, like, made our relationship fall apart. Because back then, you know, I enjoyed going out. It wasn't really partying, but just even if I went to the store, I never understood that there was a difference for people who just like to be home, you know, or people who, you know, enjoy going out and socializing. I didn't understand that because I was young. I understand that now as an adult. But I think as far as introverts, you know, I think sometimes I know with my introverted friends, you know, they pass up a lot of good opportunities to meet a mate because they're afraid of, you know, which I think extroverts and introverts are both afraid, you know, of rejection. You know, not every single person, but some. But I noticed the introverts are maybe they don't understand, and this is, again, the people that I know, how to socialize with someone that they're interested in. You know, they're afraid of things that maybe necessarily my extroverted friends don't even think doesn't even cross their mind. As far as it being a danger, I would say some people are a little too extroverted where they put themselves in very dangerous situations. They don't gauge the situation and their safety, you know, at social gatherings, maybe like, you know, I've never been a person to really party or anything like that, but I have seen people do certain things when I'm out in public that necessarily, like, you can tell the person is extroverted, you know, and they've definitely put themselves in very, very, very dangerous situations, you know, speaking to people, especially when alcohol is involved. It's like one times 10. And I wonder, like, you know, why sometimes people put themselves in so much harm's way, you know. So if you are a person, let's say you're an introvert, like an introverted male, and you have an extroverted, you know, wife or girlfriend, and she's out, and then, like I said, I'm only speaking for specific situations. You never know what's going to happen, like if there's alcohol involved or if this person's extroverted. She might just be being friendly, was just the individual having a conversation, you know, not thinking of it because it's normal for her to socialize, you know, not knowing what the other person's intentions are. And that danger could be brought back, you know, into the relationship, you know. And then you have, you know, maybe even introverts who may decide to socialize with somebody, but because they may not socialize on a regular basis, they may not know the signs of things to be careful, you know, when you're talking to a dangerous individual. So I think it could go both ways, whether you're, you know, an extrovert or introvert. I think it can go both ways.
Okay. Sound, that's righteous right there. That's heavy. You know what I'm saying? You know, all the way. Salt and pepper, big Doogie change earrings on that one right there, dropping jewelry. Yeah. So we gonna get, but check this out. We got call in queue. We got first call in queue. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey guys, it's Jerry Petito from New Jersey, baby.
Oh, hey Jerry, oh snap.
Hi,
it's
my mom, Jerry.
America's next top mom. It's Jerry.
Guys, hey Clev One, I love you, man. Hey Tiana, I love you too, girl.
Hi. I love you too.
So you're like gonna be a part of us, I see, maybe. I love this. Go ahead.
What's up, Jared? What's up, Jared? Spill it on us. We need this old wisdom. What you got for us?
All right. So I'm listening to both of you talking about introvert, extrovert, all that stuff, right?
Yes.
I've never been one to be an introvert. Now, Tiana knows me personally. She's been in my company many times. In social gatherings, privately, her, me, and Ava, right? You know, lots of people, shows, whatever it's been. So tell me if I'm mistaken about me, because sometimes it's hard to say what you think you are, right? So, Tiana, I think that I'm an extrovert, but not excessively. Like, I know when to just sit there calmly and listen. I think I'm like that. What do you think?
I agree because, you know, I think you allow other people to express themselves. Like, you don't, you know, take attention from anyone else. You know, you give them equal attention to what they have to say. You know, you state your piece. And anytime you're speaking, you come from a place of care and concern and compassion, just trying to help somebody. Like, when you're speaking to them, you don't even have to know them. So, you know, you're not afraid to speak how you feel. You know, a lot of times on the radio, I'm like, go, Jerry. Like, you stand by your beliefs, but at the same time, you know, you're a real person, and definitely I don't think anything about you is excessive at all. I think it's just you're perfectly made to be who you are, and we love you because of that, and that's why you're so amazing.
I love you for that because sometimes, like, you know, my family, you know, I'm Italian, we're very sarcastic to each other, and they'll be like, okay, shush up now, you know what I mean? So, because I do like to talk, obviously, but so I'm not sure, Clev.
We needed that, Jed. But check it out, Jed, because listen, check this out. You know, let us know what you got coming next and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Let us know how we can get some more of this knowledge from the, you know what I'm saying? Because these are the old golden girls type of jewels we getting.
So, all right, let me tell you when my next show is first, and I have something else I want to say to you. All right, so my next show is on the 18th, Tuesday night, the 18th, 9:30. My guest co-host is one of our former hosts, John Monforto, my Rocky guy.
Right.
And we have Joey Perillo as our guest, and this guy is incredible. He's like a comedic legend. So this show is going to be really, really cool, guys. But, Clev, are you sitting down, baby? Are you sitting down?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm not. No, actually, I'm Magneto standing up right now. Should I be Charles Xavier sitting down?
You might want to sit down.
Oh, let's be Charles Xavier sitting down. Let's take it out.
There you go, baby. So, Tiana, you know how I feel about you, and I want to thank you for being part of this tonight with Clev One. Congratulations, Clev One, on your WBNN, baby, all-time connection record with your fifth consecutive as a new host with historic Darling Lawrence Championship honoring our late, great Hall of Famer. Love you.
Oh, my goodness. Holy smack on the wall. I'm about to do the Hickey Woods shuffle in the end zone. I'm about to spike the ball on everyone's helmet. Earl Campbell with no jersey on, helmet off, in the end zone. Yes, thank you, WBNN. Jerry Petito, hold it up, microphone. Yes, you see me in the pose. Hold on, what kind of pose is it? Through the window pose.
It is a pose of a winner.
Yes, I love it. Victory. I owe my victory to the city of Philadelphia. Shout out to Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tasty Cake. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to Peanut Chew. You know what I mean? Amoroso Rose. You know what I mean? And getting tackled on Broad Street when you're a Cowboys fan. That felt great, y'all. Thank you. But, yo, but first, we're going to get into a track next by international internet DJ legend Brother O.
I'm at the opposite. God box, fuck when I'm dropping it. The better question is, if I do, are you popping or you stealing? Fuck, I'm feeling like I'm God in the flesh. You get blessed, get your heart ripped from your chest. I leave you lost like an 8-ball with an SS. Impala on the cover with some jeans and a vest, with some sand and some sun. These pockets so loud, they got me screaming, and one, and two, and three. Now let the 4-5 pop. World, son, listen, ain't no fucking foul shot. I got a zero on my chest, cause I keep the damn block. On the block and the locker room, I can bring them out. Ask two, yeah, it's high noon. Ha. Shoot out at the OK. I walk with a limp, pimp, Kaiser, so safe. Fuck with a crack finger, stab him with a pen and let the ink sink through his pink. M-Hotel, medical attention, bitch, you need some help. Yeah, I'm the son of the Joe Gun, and I can read the stars and then line the pyramids with the ones on Mars, baby. Hey, 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 baby, hey.
Will to weather the storm, peel off tires, screech to heal off, liars each is worn, revealing the arm. Feel my presence of truth, yield to none of these barrels, kneel down the barrel of steel, pound a perilous real clown, unravel the real sound, your travels will lead down. They mimicked our minds and muzzled our memory, embezzled our essence, so suffer repercussions, let it be. Reparations ain't money and land only, shenanigans just begun, big guns in our hands, homie. Trump got between a rock and a hard place, a raw space between a line, chakras and star face. I deserve a standing ovation, relayed my foundation, then took hiatus, made my corrections, displayed patience. So instead of me letting the fofo answer, I'm what happens if Garvey and Malcolm and Martin in Atlanta spark narcoleptic to awaken hearts and Arvin Master Black, Phil Jackson, Master Existential Panther, revolving around spirit, evolving from all talk to embarking on tall lyrics. I'm sparking on all, hear it, the change in my status quo, to you quoting my status quo. They all falling, hauling holocaust in your mom, feel it, embalming my fluid, fluently moving that warp with it, unstoppable since my obstacles move when I talk to.
It's a shooting.
Yo, Brother O, DJ Olasky, killing it real hard on here, man. You know what I'm saying? We live from Lagos, Nigeria, man. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, man. You know what I mean? But check this out, man. We on this introvert stuff. And, yo, folks, real quick. You can change over time. You can become less introverted over time, depending on what you got going on, what levels of life you on. You know what I'm saying? Whether you a couch potato that know every channel known to man, or you doing something productive like you taking jogs and walks and swims and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Getting in tune with the wilderness. You know what I'm saying? And all that type of stuff. You know? So whatever. Boom. But we're going to take a look at some of the extrovert things. We're going to take a look at that a little bit. Like, we got levels of it where we got people being space cadets. You know what I'm saying? where you got the space cadet level of a extrovert, man. Like, they just don't sit down, man. They don't shut up. They don't sit down. You know what I mean? They like the Great Gazoo with a big-ass helmet on. You know what I'm saying? So, boom. Then you got, you know, a lot of times they out of pocket. And when I say out of pocket, I mean all the way out of pocket. All the way out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? When I say out of pocket, I mean out of pocket, man. You know what I mean? So, boom. Then you got people who, like, over Joe friendly. They Joe Schmo friendly. Like, everybody is they, yo, what's up with it? Yo, we don't know you. So you got to sit down, wait your turn, bro. You know what I mean? We don't know you. You know what I mean? Or you just got, you got people that are affable, I like to call them, where these are people that's easy to talk to, where these are the thoroughbred people. You know what I'm saying? You know. However, these people make good hosts. They make, they great for events. You know, they know how to get it popping. They know how to gather up and assemble people to have a good time, and they become very entertaining. You know what I'm saying? You know, so these are some of the things that come along with that. But are these things dangerous, again, for our marriages and for our relationships? And for our, you know, our ties with our families and things like that, you know what I'm saying? You know, I just wanted to, Brother O, do we have any callers in queue, Brother O?
Of course we do. And, of course, caller number two, you're live right now with Stand Up the Sticks, yo. Thank you being in, man. It's your boy, Olasky. You know what time it is.
Hi, peace and blessings.
What's going on out here, man? Hold up. That sounds like Sister Bessie out here, brother.
Yep. Yes. Hi, my brother, and hi, my sister. I'm loving
you.
Hi.
Yo. Oh, my. This is a blessing for me right now. I got all. Yo, I'm getting all of this wise knowledge all at one time. And check this out, fellas. These are proud women here. You hear it? We got women on our team.
Congratulations, my brother, on your record for tonight.
Yes,
and
thank you.
I wanted to say, I'm slightly an introvert, but I also think that people can cause you to be introvert, go into yourself because of how they treat you. You know, we have a lot of jealousy. We have a lot of envy. We have a lot of things that what we do to each other that will cause somebody to be introvert because they feel that you don't understand them and you're making judgment on them. But I try to be extroverted. And
Bessie, I got something for you. I got to say this, man, because somebody, you know, emailed me about something I said on one of my shows. I'm going to get the language right tonight. Clev, you mind me? Man, you don't mind if I do it real quick. Okay. I said something about abortions and all that, and I did, and it is what it is. Now, all you women out here, man, that had abortions, right? I'm gonna tell you what to do, right? Stop showing the pictures of the kids that you had. You know what I mean? Go in the house and show the kids, show the ultrasounds, put on the wall the kids that you know what I mean, that you killed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, okay, you proud of the kids you had, but you know you aborted all the other kids. So what I want you to do is put the ultrasound up on the kids that you died, that you killed, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Hold on. Let me talk. The only murder on the line is you. No, we're not. I'm telling you what it is. Stop trying to brag on the kids you had and put up the ultrasounds of the kids you killed. Now back to the program.
Okay. Oh, man. You something else, brother. But that's what I wanted to say, that people can cause you to be introverted on how they treat another person and not knowing the true character of that person. They make their judgment, and the person doesn't want to be around them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what do you all think about that?
I understand her totally. I understand you totally. Go ahead. You want to go ahead, Cliff? You go ahead.
No, listen. Because this is the thing. Here's the thing. We all have to balance it off where that's just like the vice versa where, you know, you got it. It's like if you need a toupee and that's like if you only grew hair on one side of your head, you're going to comb that hair on the other side. You know what I'm saying? So you got to bounce that thing off. You got to get some Dimes comeback hair cream. You got to get some Dimes comeback hair cream and wipe it to the other end. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So you got to. You gotta go from the other side to pull something to the next side, and then bring it back in the middle. EQ system.
That's right. You mean a little dab would do you? You use the old Brill cream? Wow, man. Yeah, you know that's not fun about WBNN, yo.
You know what I'm saying? Look, bro, I'm just saying. You know, I gotta let them know how old school these methodologies are. They from the old blue magic styles. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, man. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Blue magic, you put the comb on a stove and blue magic, Mike G.
Hold on. No, hold on, man. I'm going to go there like Club One. Hold up. All you out there, for real. You know what I'm saying? Old school. Use that old Mary, that hard liquid gel, man, and pull it out there and make your hand waves from the back of your head to the soles of your feet and check your satellite. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Kango, man, UTFO. Shout out to Kango, UTFO, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Whoa. Wow. I met him, actually. He's a friend of my friend's, too, you know. Before he passed away.
Well, thank you both. I love what you all are speaking on tonight. And I hope some people listen to that out there, that a person can become introverted if you are treating them wrong.
Hold on, Bessie.
You know what?
Hold on, Bessie. Wait a minute. Bessie, you don't like what I said about, you know what I mean, about the young ladies out there, you know, parading their kids around, man, buying them all Easter clothes, and the kids they killed, they put on the walls, man. Let me know if you kill some kids, man. Let me know if you kill some kids, man. Put on the wall so I know who you are.
Yo, check this out, man. Yo, check
Yo,
this
brother,
out,
you
though.
Know,
we going to save
you
them.
You know, I did a show on that. Over 60 million babies has been killed in the black community.
Oh, goodness.
Okay?
You hear what she said?
Show on that.
They got to stop fornicating, man.
You said
They got to stop fornicating, man. Yo.
Hold on, man. I asked Sister Bessie. She said she liked what y'all said. I said, Bessie, you don't like what I say about, you know what I mean, putting them, you know, them color pictures of the ultrasounds? Tell the man the truth before you start dating them. Mm-hmm. People come at me, man. No. I want to see how many kids you kill before I, you know, get into a relationship.
Oh, oh, my God.
Oh, my brother cutting up.
Hey, yo, listen, yeah. You stirring it up tonight, ain't you, brother?
No. I ain't stirring up yet. I'm not going to say no more. I'm going to play my music. You know what I mean? I'm a genius.
Oh,
listen
God.
Here. I was in the car. Listen, I took my cousin, you know, to the chop-up shop. You know what I'm saying? The chop-up shop. You know what I mean? Where they kill babies at, right?
I'm fried, so bro.
To the
chop-up
shop. Hold on, man. Be quiet, man. Let me tell the story, man, right? I took him to the chop-up shop. I said, I really want to go to the chop-up shop. All right, I'll take you. So I'm in there, man. They think that, you know, that girl's my girl. No, that's my cousin, bro. I'm here reading magazines, so, you know what I mean? Am I ain't about this? So I said, you know what? I'm going back to the car. So back to the car. I, you know what I mean? She go in there, man. You know what I mean? And those shots, man, she had the best abortion shot, bro. They had the real good Dyson-type suckers. You know what I'm saying? They don't leave no remnants in there. You know what I'm saying? They take the whole baby out, right? So she come out there crying, talking about, okay. Get in the car. You know, I feel sympathetic to a certain extent. So I turn my music. So I got 50 Cent on, you know how I play my music, you know what I mean? You know, the gun go off, you know what I mean? Murder, yeah, yeah. So she's talking about, can you do me a favor? I'm like, what's wrong? What's up, guys? She's talking about, can you turn that music off, man? It's all about killing and violence. I said, man, the only killer in the car is you. Now back to the program.
You hear this, folks? So look, check this out, man. We're going to get it. Look, check this out. That was real spicy real quick, right? Very spicy. Very spicy, you know what I mean? And I want to do this, though. I want to get into a track, you know what I mean, by our international internet legend, DJ Brother O. Let's hear it, brother.
Cake, 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 cake. I've been making cake like a nigga work for Drake.
Super duper rich, daddy, you know that.
So fly, I be on G4s. So high that this never detours.
Yeah,
can a young nigga sling drugs anymore? Without the D's, have me sweat out my velours. No t-shirt, just for Cubans on Louboutins. Brown skin, mommy screaming, you the dawn. Door swing different on a coupe. I come a long way from just sitting on a stoop. Versace frames, I can see it all, paint a picture. Michelangelo, paint tripping on the scriptures. And this is just a Sunday whip. Pull out the Range Rover for my Monday trip. And my, that's just brainwash on the wall. Late night sports center showing us on the floor.
Went from math class with a tutor. Now I'm trying to cop a S-class pseudo. See the ice in his chain, there, cool off. Ma, show your ass to make it rain there, Rudolph. South by Southwest with Louis Luggage. My behind the scenes can make a movie of it. New Yukon XL, the groupies love it. I do it big, interior, got the Coogi colors. You can roll with me, just gotta be paid. Your wife, she can go with me, just gotta behave. Now man, he a hater, stay throwing me shade. The Versace retailer, stay throwing me shade. Cause my gift, they like the candle like it's Hanukkah. I think their name was Candy and Veronica. Now they arguing like Brandy and Monica. I can't see like Stevie with the harmonica. You see me in that party, how my wrist shine. Word to party, y'all, they know I get fly. Diamond D on the beat with Joe and Raekwon.
And Frederico from the day on.
Chopping up rocks, cutting hair, buying gear, flying weird to the luxury parts in France. Nigga, pull up your pants. They see the jury on us, they trance. In the bags, like the Scarface movie. 10 niggas walked in the bank, red bottoms on in the Coogi. Buffalo soldiers with bread, wheel of big nose Benzy. Stop in front of Jimmy's with the Timmy's. Few years later, all in gators we paid. Bank accounts look like bank accounts. The wave is the shit. Something that my mama said, karma is real deal. Either you get on or get killed. Salute the East Pop, welcome to the state. The Bronx put us on. Yeah, from digging in the crates, pay your homage. Stay in drama, collect the llama. Smoking good boy, pulling dawns out in Ferragamos. We the shit, read the shit. Couple legends that live good. Blow your ass up if you flake, it's just a message. Grown and reckless, still humble of the jungle. Yeah,
die for the snackless.
Another thing, too, before a club come back on, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say this right now, you know what I'm saying? Please be careful when you go to someone's house, man, you know what I mean? You stay the night, and then she give you one of them hard behind dish rags to wash up, man. You already know she ain't shit, bro. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? No way in the world, man. I'm going to wash my body with this, you know what I mean?
Yo.
It's hard as shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm out, man. I ain't got no more to say. My leg on that ski, baby.
Hey, check this out, right? I'm going to say this, man. They better have some damn dryer sheets in that joint. You feel me? I don't want to listen. Your joint. I don't want your joint smelling. You, listen, the wash rag shouldn't be smelling like molded up dish rag. You know what I'm saying? If the wash rag smell like musty dish rag, son, it's a problem in there. You feel me? And if I'm in your kitchen, with my shoes off, I better not hear no noise at the bottom of my feet. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, man. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm from Compton, man. I'm from West Coast, man, where the gutter is the gutter, man. I'm telling you something, man. If I got to keep my socks on with you, man, in your bedroom, man, something wrong. But not only that, though, I went to a woman's house, man, one time, man. I said, look, man, can I use your bathroom? She said, all right, it's up there to the left. I said, okay. I went in the bathroom, man, trying to wash my hands and all that, you know what I mean? Ate a little, you know what I mean, dinner outside, man, on a grill, you know what I mean? Came upstairs, you know, the bathroom, you know, the sink didn't work. I said, wait, where the water at? So I went downstairs, you know what I mean? I said, hey, you know, is your water on? Yeah, the water's on. I went upstairs, man, I said, okay, we put on the tap water. No water on. So I came downstairs and said, listen, man, well, how you wash up, man? How you your seven kids wash up, man? I got a little, you know, I got a problem with your kids, man. They ain't here now, I mean, you trying to fuck, because, you know what I mean, you don't care about your kids. So how am I washing up? She said, we wash up from the sink. We wash up from the sink. Oh. Now back to the program.
Hey, I hope you all had a blowtorch. Did you blowtorch your balls after that,
No, I never did anything, man. I walked out the house. Let me tell you the story. I walked out the house, man, back home, man. You know what I mean? I walked out in a different neighborhood. So the SA's like, yo, what's up, my man? You fucking around?
No,
I said,
man,
no, I'm not fucking around. Hold on, let me tell the story. Let me tell the story. She said, you know, the Mexican guy said, man, you fucking around? I said, no, I'm fucking around. I said, I'm trying to get back home. I said, this house should have been exterminated, you know what I mean, and just put out there with a sign on it say, do not enter, you know what I'm saying? This house is dilapidated. He said, okay, man, usually, man, we fuck people up like you would have to hear, man. I take you back home. That's the worst story I ever heard, my man. My name's Sanchez. Now back to your topic, my man.
Yo, check this out. We got any callers in queue? Because I'm looking for some people out here. The yummy and touch on
these. You got a call in queue. You got a call in queue.
Who
I said
got,
what I
who
said,
got, man.
Because
it better be who we got on here, man. Hello, who are you calling from? Where you calling? Who is this?
This is Tiana Speaks, uncle. I got something to say to you. I want you to know that you turned me into an introvert because I came to your side of the town and you told me that I couldn't be there and you slapped the cheesesteak out my hand. And I want to know when you're going to pay me my $14.52 plus my $3.47 to go back and get my cheesesteak. I also went up there and checked your satellites and one wasn't working. So you have to pay me. I want to know when you're going to pay me.
Well, first of all, let me tell you something, Sugar Dip's uncle, you know what I'm saying? This is what I'm going to say here. We are from where we crashed the backboard on our baby moms out here. You know what I'm saying? You understand that? That's what we do out here. We tell them, we make them wear whistles. We make them wear whistles. When they telling kids what to do, because they the traffic guards, they the stopping guards of the house. Wear your whistles.
So let me ask you
Wait a minute, Unc. Before you say anything to Clive, I wasn't trying to come back on here, man. Man, I think this girl, man, I swear to God, man, I thought it was the Plan of the Apes, man. And she had diamonds, you know, glistening on her chest, you know what I'm saying, with shea butters and all that, right? And I said, wow. I said, that's dazzling. I said, man, you know what I mean? You got to wear all that, like, you know, like a chain. Like, keep them chains on. The only thing that's more ugly than you is a mosquito coming on Magic Johnson's crib.
Now, we're going to ask these goddammit.
I want my money, though, before you say anything else. I just want to know when you're going to pay
me. Let me ask you something, Mo. Are you an introvert? Or are you extra during gatherings like this one?
You turned me into an extrovert when you slapped the cheesesteak out of my hands, but I'm going to be an extrovert when I come to find my money.
Was it chicken or beef?
It was beef that day, and it was on sale.
Well, guess what?
You made
guess
me
what?
Waste my money.
Well, guess what? Your beef got fried to the pan. Check your satellite.
I told you I checked your satellite, and one of them was out of orbit. I fixed it. So you owe me for that, too. I told you I accept Cash App, PayPal, Visa, American Express. So which way you want to pay me? Because it still ain't answering my question.
We going to do Kiss My Ass App. How's that?
Well, you know what? All right. That's a new payment method. All right. You paid in full. I ain't doing that.
Yeah, we got,
Speedpay.
Look, Speedpay. That's so fast, it never left my pocket.
Well, you paid it for. I'm not kissing no ass. I'm sorry.
Hey, yo, shout out to Unc. You know what I'm saying? Now, Unc, Can we explain? Where's your niece at? Damn it!
All right, hold on. I'm gonna give it back to Boone. Hold on. All right, I'm back.
All right, so cool. You know what I'm saying?
His money, so I had to, had to give him the, you know.
Yo, make sure, you know what I'm saying, don't be burning out in an oven. All right?
He mad about his cheese thing. But I wanted to touch on what Sister Bessie said. I didn't get to talk to her when she was on, but as far as somebody making you an introvert, or like, so I think, how can I put this? I'm trying to articulate this correctly, but I believe sometimes life situations and what you go through in your life can turn you into, you know, like you stay to yourself. I don't know if that's necessary, depending on, you know, it's a case-by-case thing, but it depends on what actually took place with the individual who you're closest with. Because I know me personally, when I go through hurtful situations and, like, let's say I'm, you know, dealing with emotional things that are hurtful to me, I pull away from everybody because I'll come back refreshed. I don't believe in me just, you know, trying to suck everybody's energy and drain them and like, oh, woe is me. I go back, I analyze the situation. What could I have done differently? Even if I didn't do anything wrong, why did I allow this to happen? You know, like, what part did I play? And when I do that, I step away. A lot of my friends don't like that because they want to be there for me, but that's just how I process and get over it, you know? So, it could be that. It could be, you know, where somebody has a horrible situation with one individual that absolutely crushes their soul. I've been there. And you just don't want to, you know, the person may, you know, recover or they may not. And they might decide, like, you know what, F everybody, I don't want to talk to anybody. And they may not want to socialize after that. However, on the flip side, like I said, I'm more extroverted. So I've had introverted friends turn into extroverts by being around me. For instance, I'll take one person in particular. You know, I have a friend who I call, and we joke around, and her whole entire personality changed by just hanging out with me, just being silly, like the way she jokes, you know. And then I have another friend who, you know, I used to take her to business events with me. I'm very careful with that because I need to know that you know how to conduct yourself. You know, I don't bring everybody with me, but I used to invite her everywhere, you know, because she knew how to conduct herself, but she was introverted, you know. But it's like I saw the transformation in front of my eyes, and she also said to me that she's more extroverted now because of me and me inviting her out and going to places. So I think I'll give an example, you know, I'll just take Brother O for example, you know, maybe just even, and I'm being 100% honest, even maybe a month before this, I wouldn't have probably been on this show. I would have been nervous. I wouldn't have, but WBNN has made me feel comfortable to speak and comfortable, you know. So, like, I've changed as a person, even speaking. Like, I'm not afraid to go up to anybody and talk. I've never been afraid of that. However, when it comes to the spotlight being on me, I've always backed away from that, you know. One, because, like, in case anybody doesn't know who hasn't listened to me before, I have fibromyalgia, which causes, like, you know, speech difficulties, you know. But I've, you know, gained a lot of strength just by being a caller on WBNN. And I thank Brother O for that. I really will always thank him for that, you know. And I think even
Wait a minute. Don't thank me. Don't thank me for nothing. I want you to start a campaign, man. Bring out your ultrasounds.
I second the degree. That's an interesting subject. You know what I'm saying? Because based on the fact is this, they asked how many baby moms we got, how many abortions you had. Angel, you know what I'm saying? But check this out, yo. We got some callers on, you know what I mean? Caller three, you ain't cute. Who is this and where are you calling from? Who is it?
Hi, everyone. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hey, Mo, you representing, you know what I'm saying, from the Philly brotherly love. You know what I'm saying?
Hello, Mo.
The John Wanamaker building is open.
I wanted to call and support your show and congratulate you. I'm enjoying y'all crazy tonight. But I am an introvert. I enjoy intimate conversations and enjoy large gatherings with people that are important to me. I forget your guest's name. I'm sorry, but she brought out a good point. When I'm comfortable with a large with large gatherings, just with people that I trust and I feel comfortable with.
Right. Cool.
Can I ask
you a
question?
Because you know these are different levels. Yes, it's different levels of this individual, and like people don't know that there's very much great qualities in this individual here. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like I said, these
Can
are
I ask
the people.
You a question,
these
though?
Are the people. Yes.
Yes.
So let me ask you something. I don't if it's okay if you don't mind answering on air because I just have a question. Are you dating? Are you married? There's a reason why I'm asking.
I'm a widow.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. I just want to know, like, in your dating life, being an introvert, do you find it that you're more attracted to people who can have, you know, like, intelligent conversations and actually hold your attention versus the people that might have, like, meaningless talk? You know, like, do you find that that has been the case for you, even in a friendship?
I tend to want meaningful conversation, definitely.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've noticed that is like a thing, you know, like sometimes, you know, people assume that introverts are all shy and that's not necessarily the case. You know, it's just sometimes you're a person that might not have anything to talk about worthwhile. The introvert doesn't want to listen or talk to you because you're not engaged.
Exactly.
You haven't engaged them yet. You know, you haven't engaged
exactly.
them, you know. So,
you
know, I just wanted
yet.
To ask you that.
Yeah. We tend to read and listen and observe. And then we think mm-hmm. before we speak, unlike a lot of people, and they just come right out, and that's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I think I have a healthy balance of both, you know, like, because at times, like, my friends, the ones that I get the closest with are the ones that I could talk about, like, things on an intellectual level that other people may not think about, like, get down to the core of everything, you know? So
right.
it's like, I'll give you an example, like, I am like such a nerd, and I'm not afraid to admit it, you know. But you would never
nerd.
Know how much like I.
Can you define
nerd?
Can you define this?
Well,
can you define it?
I say that, and well, my reason for saying that and using adjective is basically it's just like I enjoy, you know, certain subjects and topics that people probably couldn't care less about, you know. So it's like I went to a store and I saw this head. And it had basically the parts of the brain that's responsible for each one of your emotions and stuff. And I literally went crazy, and I took a picture of it, and I got excited about it. That's the things that, like, excite me, like
uh-oh.
Learning something. I don't
uh-oh.
Like, it's I love it. I will sit and listen to, like, I'm not interested in really opera, but if one of my friends say, hey, you want to go to a, you know, opera with me, I will go because I want the experience. You know, I'm going to enjoy anything that I do.
Okay.
I'm never going to, like, downplay it. So, you know. It's just, you know, that's what I gravitate towards are people who can do things. Like, I'm a spontaneous person, you know, I just, you know, I'm very spontaneous, and that's the problem I have sometimes when I want to do things at the last minute, like, you know, and I know that I can't expect everybody to be available. People have kids, you know, they may have a 9-to-5, they may need to get up in the morning, so I gravitate towards that. But then on the flip side, you know, I like to go out with somebody who also can engage other people, and I love meeting new people and learning about their lives and just learning, like, they might be from another country, you know. So I enjoy both introverts and extroverts, but like I said, I feel like I have a healthy balance of both, you know. So I'm just curious, you know, of a person who considers themselves just solely an introvert, like what day-to-day life is like for them, you know. So what have been some common misconceptions for you being an introvert that maybe an extroverted friend or family member has thought that wasn't the case for you, Mo?
Well, that I don't like to have fun. I enjoy laughing,
mm-hmm.
But I just, like I said, I'm very selective with the group of people I hang out with. I guess
right.
that's it for me. I'm just very selective, but I enjoy listening. And they tell me that I come up with these little comments. And all of a sudden, I'll just say something, you know. That's like,
that is funny,
oh,
right?
I'll say something profound, right? But
yeah.
That's because I've been watching the room. I've been listening to the room, you know, and I've been listening very intently. So I pay attention to small things. I give people meaningful gifts, things like that, that other people don't really get.
Mm.
Like somebody else will just throw a gift together just to give you something, and I actually put a lot of meaning and, you know, meaning behind my gifts and things like that, so.
And that's cool, Mo. And I appreciate that, Mo. You know what I'm saying? We definitely thank you for sharing that with us. You know what I'm saying? Because we always enjoy these wisdoms and these jewels from you, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when's your show real quick?
My show is this Friday, October the 7th, and we'll be talking about healing from clergy abuse.
You heard that, folks. Mo on, you heard that. Mo, we waiting for the heat, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, check this out. We're going to get into a track next by international internet DJ legend, Brother Olad.
Yeah, 1, 2. As we proceed to give you what you need, the legendary Crossroads Crew and Diamond D. This is for you and you and you and you. For my special day, my lady, listen, let me fall for you. Take a risk with you. Is it possible I could raise a kid with you? But first let's dance and take it there.
Yeah.
Pardon my French, but contraire, mom swear.
Yeah.
Don't think I'm like a dude from anywhere. I'm your ultimate supreme, your double dare.
Yeah.
Don't let the faded love songs replace what's here. I'm your fantasy real, but let me be clear.
Yeah.
I wanna get to know you beyond shoes you wear.
Where?
Or the style of your hair, or celeb affairs. When it comes to the lady that I wanna lock it down with, you the treasure I've been searching for and I found it. My heart been passed. It, split in half until you cross my path.
Do the math.
You the breath of my breath, the bone of my bone. Let's turn this happy house into a home. Like.
I bet you thought the show was over until you heard the groove. Let the rhythm hit the way it's supposed to. Don't just stand there.
Well, now that we're here, baby, we don't ever have to act crazy. We can walk fully into a prophecy. Your dreams of Prince Charming was probably me. And today is our moment to become each other's component. In a team that can beat any opponent. I saw what I wanted and I put a ring on it. But that don't mean I own it. Cause property could never properly describe the love that I got for thee. Woman that's next to me, my ecstasy, the best of me, the garden of my legacy. I vow to never take you for granted unless you demanded to teach me of love vanity.
Yeah.
If you weren't my wife, I'd rather be banished.
Yeah.
They playing our song, let's take advantage. Can I have this dance?
I bet you thought the show was over until you heard the groove. Let the rhythm hit the way it's supposed to. Don't just stand there.
Classic, pristine, authenticity of the hip hop. You know what I mean? DJ Olad Ski killing them. You know what I mean? But yeah, we out here. You know what I'm saying? I got Tiana, aka my baby Bob out here. You know what I'm saying? She backing me up tonight. You know what I mean? On these introvert subjects. You know what I'm saying? We holding it down out here on the East Coast side of things. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the gamblers, all the dice crack gamblers and AC, you know what I mean? You know? But, yo, I got caller 4 in queue. Who are you and where are you calling from? Yizzo.
Are you talking to me? Cause I'm...
Yizzo.
Yo, it's Big Bad Bez Rocker, a.k.a. El Diablo Blanco, up in this motherfucker. What's up?
Oh, who's this? This Bez? Bez Rock?
This is Big Bez Rocker, the head chopper. What's up, brother?
Hey, listen, man, I got a question for you, man, since I got you on here, man. First of all, let everybody know what you got going on, man, and how we can make $1 million out here first.
All right. I've been doing digital marketing for 20 years. I do search engine optimization, e-commerce. You got a business, you're online, you want to get customers, you holler at me. You can email me. You go to my website, zachattacks.com, ZACHATTACKS.com, or email me, Z@zachattacks.com, and I will make you $1 million.
All right, that's cool, man. But listen, real quick, man, real quick. Are you an introvert or an extrovert? You like to be alone in places, or you like to gather and be wild with an army of people? Which one?
I'm an amalgamation of them both, because I like to be alone, but when I am out, everyone thinks I'm the most extroverted person in the group.
Why is this?
Because I think I'm overcompensating, because when I was younger, I was an introvert, and I used to actually have problems with anxiety when I was in large crowds and around too many people, and I would, you know, be scared to speak up. So I had a moment of awakening around, like, you know, like 21 years old, and after that, I felt so good not having anxiety to speak out in front of others that I, you know, started, you know, kind of overcompensating with it, which got me in a lot of trouble, and now I toned that down a little bit. Now I got the perfect balance, I feel like.
That's cool, man. So, like, you know, shout out to people who know how to trade these balances in, know how to get on their triple beam and their EQ system to kind of equalize what's going on out here, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to you, Bezel. Tell them where you calling from, though, bro.
I'm from right outside of Philadelphia near Chester. And I also wanted to shout out a book that actually helped me out, too. It was called Quiet, the Power of Being an Introvert by Susan Cain. If anyone's an introvert and doesn't like it, read that book.
Cool. We're going to check that out, man. Thanks for that, man. Track next by international internet DJ legend brother. Oh, yo, let's get some more.
He's out here maintaining. We just out here. Or the nine, you decide, you decide, you decide. Choose your wish, homicide or suicide.
Raised in the 80s, tormented the 90s, 2000 the feds started searching and couldn't find me. My intervention divine, reminder what defines me. Got more guns than Vice Ave, apartment 5D. That bar was as hard as mathematics and Chinese. Couldn't find a better manner at it, added Bruce times Lee. That equals a monster, I'm a Bronxer, drive a Tonka, I am bonker. Should've seen me in front of your honor, deserve an Oscar. Do it proper to prosper, a half roster, a shot to unorthodoxer. Rapping at the opera, an opera, rated with the weight, I was a doctor. On a slope in the Alps, snow shopping, a coke copper. The nigga on top of the lowest part of the totem pole. Been to the top, but I came back as I unfold the scroll. Teaching each and everybody, everything I spoke was gold. Jewel dropping for who's watching, hoping they know they roll you.
Four to five, four to nine, you decide.
No matter the little talent, they never suck with.
Wish, homicide or suicide.
Fighting the TV suicide. Shit, you can't fuck with
it. One phone call and your block knocked off. All my niggas slanging and banging. All we ever knew was pickups and drop offs. We just out here maintaining.
Kings, queens, warriors, and scientists. Designer of hieroglyphics, defying the whitey physics. They don't like me, well figure it. Fuck it, everything you learn. I know this shit burn your brain like my rhyme is a bad perm. You're damn certain, open the curtain, let the sun in. Dark matter and melanin, for sure you find the fun in. This felon intentional, severing jealousy from the gelatin in your body. The Bronx Rob Mugabe, trapped in the Mojave. Desert as a peasant, with a do-rag and Tim's on. I got a fetty fetish, the block mind state. The empire state, nothing sweet, no cookie. This Saint Empire, wait, this is my fate. Can't get it working, then I fake. Got people guessing, take a food, send my plate. Back to the matter at hand, hold a rat-a-tat, ready to plant niggas vegetable. Look at the cabbage patch, the savagery of my habitat. The animals in the rabbit traps, send you for rabbit's foot. Better bring the whole rabbit back, flip it like an acrobat. Double up a stash of stats, take half of that and buy a bird. That's that affilac.
All my niggas slangin'
and God in the flesh. I was staying in my lane, I was dodging a mess.
We just out here maintaining.
God in the flesh. I was staying in my lane, I was dodging a mess.
4 to 5, 4 to 9, you decide.
No matter
decide,
the little talent, they never suck with.
Choose your wish, homicide or suicide.
Fighting the TV suicide. Shit, you can't fuck with.
One phone call and your block knocked off. All my niggas slanging and banging. All we ever knew was pickups and drop offs. We just out here maintaining.
Okay.
heating them all the way up. You know what I'm saying? Heat rocks. You know what I mean? Roasted all the way to the pan. They better be. You know what I mean? Shout out to DJ Oblad Ski, flaming them all the way up. You know what I mean? But, yo, check it out. We got a caller in queue. You know what I'm saying? Caller, who are you and where you calling from?
Man, you know what? This show here, first of all, congratulations, nephew.
Oh,
you know,
snaps.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Sound like the
Man.
Ebony Elvis is in the building, people.
Yes, he had them walked in. Look, the chemistry,
you know what I mean?
Between you.
Look, all the Las
the
Vegas gamblers got to watch their pocket. You hear me?
Hey, look, I got bell bottoms on so wide, man, I can cover up a pool table right about now. Anyway, look, at this birthday today, man, you know, the number said 55, but I swear when I woke up and I look in the mirror, it looked like I was 22. But anyway, man, this show here. Oh man, y'all got some serious chemistry. I mean that feminine energy. You already know, man.
Wait a minute, honey. I was taking this girl one time, man. You know, I had a little baby out there. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? And she starts talking, you know, crap to me about, you know, how she raised her child. I said, okay. And that baby started at 1.5 years old, shaking the milk and pouring the milk all over her face. I said, damn, baby, you just like your mama.
Hey, look.
In case you don't know,
Hall of Fame 4-time is a cancer, man. A cancer, like the disease that'll eat you up, and like them claws that'll grab a hold of you and let you go. Man, they better leave them alone.
Anyway, man, wait a minute. You just like your mama.
You know what?
That's crazy. That was the old man laugh. I heard that joint. That was the old man laugh.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, man. Hey, look, love the show, man. The energy here is definitely something.
Y'all practiced that old man laugh for how many decades, man? How many decades did it take you to do the old man laugh?
When the baby shook that milk up and her, you know what I mean, and poured it all over her face, I said,
It don't count if you never got pissed on. It don't count.
You ready for this?
Oh, my God.
Never me. I'm going to tell you right now, right? I'm glad Clark said that, man. Now, let me tell you something. I was never a person, unless it was my child. Ooh, let's go there, right? Unless it was my child. And guess what? My child never pissed on me. You know why? He knew where the hand setting. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. Prince Club is going to talk some shit. Let me tell you something. I told his mama. I said, man, look, man, this child never going to disrespect me. What you about to do? Open your legs. What do you want to do? I holler up in there. You better know this. I'm your dad. And guess what? He in college now. Stop playing with me.
Hey, oh, you sure you wasn't checking for abortions up there?
No, I don't have to worry about that. That's your job. That might be you. Not me, because I had one. How about that? Stop playing me, boy. Go back to your show, boy.
Yo, check this out, man. We got caller six in the building. Yo, 888 Unk, man. I love you, man. Yo.
Love you, too.
We got any callers. We got caller six out there.
Now, you hear what Club said on these radios? Ooh, man, I'm out of his bag, man. You know what I'm saying? But do me a favor, Club. Make sure all the chicks you mess with him, hey, Pam, make sure they show you the ultrasounds of all them 18 babies they killed.
I'm checking ultrasounds from now on, son. I'm checking
from now on. Yeah. Make sure you do
it.
That. Yeah. Let me bring the next caller. Yeah, you better shut up, boy.
Yo, let's get them. Who, where they at? Next caller, who are you?
And who you calling out? This is Terry Strength, and you are wilding out, brother. Oh, you and these ultrasounds. Oh my God! What is going on, Clever One, brother? This is an outstanding show. I'm enjoying this show. Congratulations on your Connects record. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm enjoying you and your guests. Great chemistry.
We all, you guys all checking our satellites, but Brother O needs to have his satellites adjusted right now.
Yo, listen, we gonna have
no,
to.
No, 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 no. Hold on, no, I don't, Terrence. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hey, Clay, hold on. I'm gonna say this right now, hey, Terrence. I don't have to adjust nothing. You know what I'm saying? All the women out there that be parading their children. You know, I'm a good mother. No, you're not. You had three abortions. Let me see the ultrasounds of the kids you killed. Now, you know you're a murderer. Stop playing with us, man. On WBNN. I'm out. Don't say no more to me. I'm going to come back on here.
Oh,
and don't mention my name anymore.
You're a murderer. Murderer. Oh, it's a murderer. Yo, listen, man. Don't make them kill themselves, oh. Because they already feel bad for that. They might flush themselves right down the toilet, Bobo.
Listen, now, what did I tell you back in this show, right? Now, what did I tell you back in the show 2 weeks ago? All the people that tried to, you know, I'm going to kill myself. Go ahead and do it, man. Go ahead and do it,
hurry up.
Stop talking about it.
I do? Hurry
stop
up.
Listen,
well,
man.
I told them to hurry up. I told a couple people to hurry up a couple times.
Listen, man. Just go in the room and turn the lights out. Stop talking about it. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. But however, since Terrence will bring back on the line, and I'm trying to be quiet, but you know what I mean? I can't be quiet. Listen, all I want you to do is stop perpetrating like you're the great mother that you're not. You know what I mean? Now, all that happened, the kids you had, you didn't abort. So they said, the mothers out there, hold on, all the mothers out there that had kids and you had abortions before, they survivors. So you need to kiss all those kids in the head before you go to bed. Lord, ask me the question.
Now check this out. The mothers that was doing that, was they introverts or extroverts?
They was extroverts when they had the abortion, extroverts when they had the kids that they really didn't want.
You see what I'm saying? They was being both.
But hold on, listen, hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Can I say something? Can I say something for a second? We got a lot of brothers out here that was paying for abortions. Is it okay for the women to ask for receipts for all the abortions that they paid for?
If that's the case, man, they have to
ask for receipts, and guess what? They're going to come out empty.
Look,
some of them took the abortion money, right? They spent the abortion money, got pregnant again by a whole nother nigga, and then spent the abortion money that you gave them.
Oh, my God.
Some of them did that.
Wow.
Yes.
Some of them did that.
Listen, they lied and said, I'm pregnant. Are you pregnant? I don't think I'm going to have this kid. Can you pay for the abortion? Yes, I'll pay for the abortion. Now, here's the situation with that. Still, he needs to see the ultrasound of when the Dyson machine. Okay, Crab and Tiana and Terrace, you grab me on here. I'm gonna say what I gotta say. This is a show that's rated R. I told you, don't have your children listen to the show. It's on Instagram and it's on Facebook and it's on Twitter.
Yes,
I said, if you have your kids listen to the show, you are a bad parent. So you need to call Dyson and DHS. Now let me say my point. Now, when you have this situation happen. For all the people out there, understand that the man not only needs to have receipts, he needs to go. Listen, if you're going to have an abortion with these women, don't take them to the chop shop that have the old abortion machines. Okay? Listen, now, I want you don't interrupt.
Well,
I'm going to tell you something right now.
You
know, hold on. Don't take them to the abortion clinic that have the old machines. Because what's going to happen is you're going to leave remnants of skeletons in your uterus. Now, understand that when you go to the next place, right? You know what I'm saying? Now, that uterus is going to see another uterus with a skull there, and he's going to tell you right now, listen, your mom don't love you right now in this womb. You're not going to make it. And so what's going to happen when they turn the machine on, and they're going to be like, ah, he'll be fighting. He'll be holding on to the walls. But guess what? The new Dyson machines suck it all up, and now back to the program.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, man. So that's how we doing that right there. We got to go. I want to know, because this is a very, very subject, and this is what causes introverts. You being an introvert, you might lean on the wrong shoulders or the wrong pair of balls. You might sit on the wrong pair of balls out here, women. You know what I'm saying? Where you being an introvert, now you finding somebody else, you know what I'm saying? And then now you got bastard children. because you was being bored. You know what I mean? So we got to chill with this bastard children having out here. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to the recreation centers out here. You know what I mean? We teach the kids boxing and know how to play basketball and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? We checking satellites out here, building bricks up. When Clef One is out here on the sticks, when I'm out here on the sticks, I ain't being no introvert or no extrovert. You know what I'm saying? I'm being a clever.
Listen, Dyson, I hope you're listening right now. Dyson, WBN needs you to support us. Be a sponsor. This segment right now, even though it's not sponsored, but really, man, I love you guys, man. This segment right now about, you know what I mean, the ultrasound has been brought to you by Dyson.
What's them, the vacuum cleaners and shit? Yo.
Yes.
Hey, hold up, bro. Vacuum cleaners? Yo, shout out the vacuum cleaner methodologies for cleaning things. Cleaning lint balls.
Let's go to the next caller. Right now. Next caller. Brought to you by Dyson. What you talking about?
Who we got in queue? Next caller, who we got in queue? Are you there, next caller? Or no?
Caller, you about to be put on ice. You know what I'm saying? You in ice, man. I mean, you cold right now. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it, man. Make sure you get your boots out there. Caller.
Hello. You.
Hey, how you feeling, Clev One?
Oh, yes. Yes, I was looking for this woman. This sounds like Antonia Batts. Is it Antonia Batts?
Thank you. I was
wonderful
just
lady.
So I appreciate your patience. Okay.
Yo, check this out.
And how's Tiana?
Oh, I'm great. And how are you? Our senior host of this great WBNN.
Good.
How you feeling tonight? Was you listening in? Because I hope you were.
Ever since 9/29.
So look, check this out.
Right.
Where we at with this introvert stuff? You know what I'm saying? And I'm quite sure Baby Bob got some questions for you.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I like her responses. Baby Bop pretty much brings it home, and she represents females who are callers who have some very diversified stuff to talk about, anywhere from Jerry to Sister Bessie. I heard you all, and the comedian girl, whoever she was, and Mo, you know, the ladylike individual, and... Then the fellows, you know, they had their side, you know, whatever little they said. And I will say that mostly females have been known throughout history, I guess, to be more introverted than males in most cases, except for when they're little children. And I think the introvert people, they start when they're, you know, very small, and they're referred to as shy. Sometimes their parents had to work on that because if not, the child grew up with no real social life. My mother herself, she says that when they go to, like, little gatherings, they consider wallflowers if they don't talk much or whatever. Wallflowers not meaning anything. Just wallflowers.
Wallflower, yes. Now, I've heard this terminology. Could you please... Let's take a closer glimpse at this terminology. Like with the wallflower, let's hear it, please. Wallflower.
Yeah.
The definition.
Well, you know, I don't.
Yeah, like, well, you know, as far as the description of that generation, like what was happening during that generation?
Actually, that's not a generational thing, would you believe? It's just that people who may have grown up shy. And also, if they never transcend out of it, by the time they reach maybe approximately high school, that goes for anybody of any era because they still do have those people. Maybe they don't know how to hold a conversation or they don't have much to talk about. Maybe they just afraid to speak because they feel as though that, you know, there may be some intimidating people when they see extroverted people jumping all over the place. Maybe the extroverted people are having fun. So, you know, they just have to grow out of it maybe. And if they don't, then, you know, be introverts for the rest of their life.
Wow.
You reminded me of something, you know, and it just popped in my head. I kid you not. So there's this one place that my friend likes to go to, and I didn't really care for it, but, you know, she doesn't really go out too much. She's kind of introverted, but, you know, she's a little extroverted when she's around me. Now, we met this group of people, and this one girl, she pulled me. She said, come here. And she said, listen, I don't know what made her pull me to the side and tell me. She said, I'm really shy, but people think that I'm uptight. You know, she said, but I feel comfortable with you, you know. And she started telling me about her. I never met her before this. And she started telling me, you know, a situation about her mother, what her mother was going through. And she, you know, asked me to pray for her, you know. And I thought that was like that moment right there will stick with me for the rest of my life. Because I think sometimes when people do not engage, you know, if you're an extrovert and you're solely an extrovert, you know, like I guess I would say I was in the past. Sometimes if you don't understand how people, you know, interact with others, you can take that the wrong way, as if like maybe, you know, they feel like they're better than you or so. And that's not the case. You know, not everybody has the capacity to actually speak to everyone. You know, you don't know if that's their time to recharge. You know, they may be out eating somewhere, but, you know, everybody needs to eat. They may not feel like engaging at that moment, you know. I kid you not, there's times, you know, there's certain places, and I actually, this is one of the things, I have only one friend that I can talk to about this because she really knows me, you know, and when I go to stores sometimes, I literally avoid going to certain stores because the employees want to sit and talk to me and talk to me, and I'm in a rush, or I just don't feel like talking. It's nothing against them. So I'll go on the other, I kid you not, I will go to the other side of town just so I don't have to talk, you know, and I am way more extroverted than like, you know, any of my introverted tendencies. So sometimes there's a lot of misconceptions, even that I've had myself when it comes to introverted people in the past, but I have a better understanding. Not, you know, introverts are not people who don't like to have fun. You know, they like to have fun, but they like to have fun in their own way. That's not, you know, going to be, you know, continually draining their energy, you know. So you're just reminding me of that, you know. And I have one question for you. You mentioned that, you know, throughout history that women were more introverted than, you know, men. So I want to know, do you think, what about, like, thinking about the demographic or thinking about from a, you know, a geographical standpoint, and, you know, there's many countries, you know, many, you know, continents. Like, do you think that's the same throughout history, or just are you speaking of just, like, United States in general? Because, you know, cultures and things, like, vary, you know, like, a lot of some cultures where the women stay home, and that's just their culture in that country, you know, that maybe they stay home with the kids, and maybe they don't have a lot of interaction. So I want to know, like, when you say that, like, are you saying specifically, like, for the U.S., or, like, because I find that really interesting, and I thank you for sharing that.
Yo,
Well, I tell you what, I will say, well, first, very well put, Tiana, from the time you spoke about your friend, and you'll probably get a really loyal friendship out of her, because she obviously trusts your ability to help bring her into a social life. So that's a nice thing to hear. But about another country's, well, most female children, I'm assuming, are raised to be what they call laid back, well, demure. In other words, like taught to be, you know, quiet more than male children at one time. I don't know about, you know, how they feel about it in other countries now, but it works for the female children worldwide, mostly because people like a quiet child, especially expected of a female child, it seemed like. And being shy is okay, but, you know, if you have to ride that out through the rest of your life, you know, you're going to always be cast to the shadows, put in the back, not respected for whatever your input will be on certain some things. And so that's why you may see the appearance of some women in society that appear to be a little bit more extending of themselves, because they maybe felt as though they never had much of a voice on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
you know. And so this is a good time for people to understand, you know, raising shy children isn't the worst thing, but that's when they're very little. You know, I'm not saying when they, you know, get older, they should be taught to be sassy with the mouth or anything. But
hey, right, we don't have, we not tolerating none of that sass out here. You know what I mean? Because we trying to nip that in the bud out here, and that's why we trying to have these talks. You know what I mean? And we drop the jewelry on them. You know what I'm saying? But we gonna get into one last track or a track by the international internet DJ Brother O. And I thank you, Miss Antonia Bass, for tapping in and chiming in. Verily, yes, we enjoy all your jewels and gems that you dropped on us. Thank you, Brother O. Yes,
wonderful talking to you.
Eric Sermon, Diamond D, Havoc, Mob Deep. Hey, yo, let me introduce this. D, he produced this. E, I'm ruthless, not the one from Compton. This here, I'm sponsoring. This the foundation. It used to be played on the radio station. No problem. The streets gonna find out somehow. Havoc, we deep in the hood, homie, what now? We ain't gonna get shot by one of you cops. Nah, I ain't resisting. My hands up and I'm listening. But if you start flinching, my fists start clenching. Prayers get answered. It's power in the Christian. You end up missing. You see where I'm going, enough said. For when it gets worse, we coming for the bread. Redhead niggas in the lobby. You only get one chance to get out before the rhyme spit out. Yeah, New York shit, this hip-hop we live out. We live out.
H-A-Z-O and Diamond D. Teamwork makes the dream work. Ain't nobody gonna be lying to me. Pardon me, pardon me. Niggas slid out their poverty. 50 hallways now I'm performing on the Carnegie. Single-handed hard body. We prove you niggas comedy. Couldn't fuck with this god body with a rhyme degree. You know my pedigree, release infinite energy. I'm at the helm and you know I hold it steadily. Bitch, this is D-I-C-C season. And I'm ready to growl, give me the reason. No syrup, but the damn, I have you leaning, really leaning. Now check it, young OG, T-Pity Curve, you told me. Put multiple slugs in your ravioli. If you think it was foul, what happened to Cold G's? Call police, cause I'm about to OD. AKVO, huh? The feds out here trying to hit me with that Rico, son. Said I gave you niggas outlets, wouldn't be no plug. Had your face hugging the curb, showing me no love.
How could you ever pity a man who cries and whines? I'm a boss, what you do is compromise and sign. Stunting on masses, how you sell pies and lines? Fronting on asses, how you tell lies and mines? I'm up at the crack of dawn like fries and shine. Special fabric, all customized design. I'm Chris from the Jordan 6 and Levi's and line. I get money, take flights, touch thighs and dine. Raw hot, suede knit, bow ties and nine. We deep out here, all your street ties are benign. Heat bruise on retainer. Wise design, in case somebody gets punched in the eyes is fine. Right, district attorneys booking on statements. Up and coming producers looking for placement. Come on, all these bad bitches looking for a replacement. They wanna stand in my circle or stand adjacent. I be out in the coop with the roof, miss out playing. Shopping at Bergdorf and Ruth Chris. It's only a fable when the truth missing. We get it in on the boards and in the booth. Spit.
What that's been going, niggas out here? Oh, excuse me, y'all. I was just jamming on the wheels of steel as DJ Olad Skate killed it. You know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, we back. And, yo, check it out. We just going to get into some final thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Baby Bop, what you got for me on these final thoughts here before we get into the end gozy time?
I feel full. I would just say that, you know, to all the introverted people, I would say, you know, that I'm sorry for those who have been judged, you know, and misunderstood, being as though, you know, you might need that, a certain type of social interaction. And I would like to say that, you know, you can't really expect someone who is just solely introverted to really understand, because the world that they live in is totally different than yours. And I'm speaking as a person who feels like I'm a part of both worlds, but more on the extroverted side. I also want to encourage people that when you date someone, you need to make sure you're compatible in that area, because, you know, if you're a person who wants to go out every night and that's just what you do, you can't, you know, force somebody who is not about that life to, you know, fulfill your happiness. You should fulfill your own first and make sure that that person should compliment you. You know, you can come to a happy medium. You need to make sure, because just because you have, you know, a lot of likes and dislikes, you know, and share them, this does not necessarily mean that you're compatible. So if you decide to date, you know, extrovert decides to date an introvert or vice versa, you know, like, just make sure you are compatible. Have that conversation before you decide to get into your feelings, because it could save you a lot of time and heartache.
Yo, you heard that, y'all. You heard that. Don't be being too extra or, you know, not enough. You know what I'm saying? Try to balance that thing off. You know what I'm saying? You know? But check this out, man. We getting all the way live, you know what I'm saying, from the 215, and it's Ngozi time.
All right. Well, 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 what a wonderful show tonight, Club One, and your special guest co-host tonight, Tiana, Tayana. Good to hear you again. We're hearing you quite a bit each week now, and that's wonderful. I, first of all, want to invite everybody to come out. I'm in a play Sunday. Sunday in Philadelphia, 800 West Alney Avenue at Majestic Hall. I am in a play called Caught Up in the System. I have a wonderful role, and I will be singing in the play. So you guys don't want to miss that play. The tickets are $30, and just found out today they still have VIP tickets left. They open up a whole other section for VIP tickets. So VIP tickets are $40, and general admission is $30. If you would like to get a ticket, hit me up on Facebook, Chinchilla Jonesia, or give me a call at 844-642-8378, extension 8808, to get your tickets. It's 4 o'clock this Sunday, October 9th. All right. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi _ time, and Oladele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mothers and fathers' favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And stay tuned for the Coach's Corner by Derek Gibson tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, right here on WBNN. Or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. And oops, I almost forgot. Happy 78th birthday to my mommy. She's 78 today and still looking great. Happy birthday, mommy. Now, back to Club One.
Yeah. That was Miss Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chinchilla J, you know what I mean? But check this out, y'all. I wanted to end it off real quick, you know what I mean? You know that we're going to end it off because people, there's myths about these introverts. People always say that an introvert maybe are unfriendly, or introverts can be, they can't be leaders, or they can't be, you know, bosses or whatever they're at, or it's hard to get to know introverts. But, yo, these are myths, and these are things that we have to kind of bring ourselves down to speed sometimes. Maybe we being a little extra at times to not understand how introverts operate, you know what I'm saying? Where, because like I said, again, you never know who's an introvert. The people who raised you might be introverts. The people who you look up to might be introverts. You know what I mean? They just might learn how to balance it off. But check this out. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we build the bricks up and stand the sticks up. Check your satellites.
on these ghetto streets, yeah. Niggas playing for keys, yeah. Boy, you better keep the 4-4 on you on the block, on the corner in these ghetto streets.
Diamond D.
Watch the cops on the cleat.
Yo.
Boy, you better peep. Them boys, when they on you, get locked, you are gonna end these.
We come up poor. Learn how to hustle and come up more. Painted off the pain that we must endure. Yeah, the sun gon' shine, but it rains for sure.
Sun gon' shine.
It's how we live. Niggas tryna move so they can raise these kids. A lot of niggas locked, can't take these bids. Yeah, the jail system slavery, I hate this shit.
I hate this shit.
We the sun, moon, and stars. Yeah. Stare at the black cloud of the sun, rules the cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, we chose the game, but we ain't choose the odds. Light is green on the scene while I sing the blues to God. It's cold like the roof missing. Standing online in the soup kitchen. Playing ball in the park with the hoop missing. Yeah, you living a lie if the truth missing. Go.
On the ghetto street, yeah. Niggas playing for keys, yeah. Boy, you better keep 4-4 on you on the block, on the corner in the ghetto street. Watch the cops on the street,
watch the cops on the street.
Boy, you better keep boys when they on you get locked, you are gonna end.
What bitches do you syphilis or give you something similar where you can't tell the difference, difference. With niggas being fitted shit, $1 billion mega minds living in some rented shit. Rented shit. Where they celebrate the afterlife, glorify the bad guy, incriminate themselves for life, sucker. Sending 30 pounds on a flight, baby mama fucking with your opposition out of spite. Everybody think they killin' till it comes to killing, bitch. Look around your circle, know exactly who you dealing with. I got them guns you shouldn't fiddle with. On suspended license, they gon' pop for that little shit. I know you know somebody from there. Got they pass revoked and told they couldn't come there. All these niggas from somewhere. 7 Mile, Brooklyn, Compton, what up, yeah?
On the ghetto street, yeah. Niggas playing for keys,
yeah.
Boy, you better keep 4-4 on you on the block, on the corner in the ghetto street, yeah. Watch the cops on the street,
watch the cops on the street.
Boy, you better keep boys, when they on you, get locked, you are gonna end these ghetto streets.